Kia ora, good morning and happy new year, Francesca Rudkin.
Morena, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks, and I'm really looking forward to discussing a couple of our films this morning. We are going to start off with Darkest Hour.
I speak to you for the first time as Prime Minister.
The Germans have encircled 60 British and French divisions.
We are looking at the collapse of Western Europe within the next few days.
How long have they got if we don't rescue them?
Maybe 2 days. We would need a miracle to get our men out.
You have the full weight of the world on your shoulders.
We're facing certain defeat on land, the annihilation of our army, and imminent invasion. We must negotiate peace talks.
When will the lesson be learned? You cannot reason with a tiger when your head is in its mouth!
Wow! Dramatic, yes. Isn't it? Of course, written by New Zealander Anthony McCartan and starring the incredible Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill.
Yeah, it is impressive. It's a film by Joe Wright, and Joe Wright sort of has form when it comes to period drama. He did Atonement and Pride and Prejudice. Of course, Gary Oldman was nominated and won the Golden Globe for his performance here as Winston Churchill, and I do think it is one of his best performances. The film follows the Prime Minister in his early days as Hitler is closing in on Britain during World War II, and we kind of follow them for about a month. So we're experiencing Churchill dealing with his rivals, having to get, you know, King George VI on side, played by Ben Mendelsohn, who is also fabulous. You know, it's, as we sort of expect from Joe Wright, it's beautiful, it's detailed. He likes to create films which are almost a homage to the past. You know, he sort of so lovingly recreates the past visually with his production design. But I think really what stands out here is Gary Oldman. He is absolutely magnificent. I think the one thing you always want from an actor is for the actor to disappear and the character to come forward, for you not to see him. And even knowing there was a lot of prosthetics work, and that has literally happened, You don't know who it is. You actually truly sort of immerse yourself in this character as Churchill. And there's a little, to be honest, when I went into this film, I had a little bit of Dunkirk Churchill fatigue because, of course, we've had Dunkirk in the last year. And then there was the film where Brian Cox, the very controversial Churchill, where Brian Cox played Winston Churchill. But I think what I enjoyed about this film here is that it's very balanced. We see him being vulnerable. We see his strengths. It just felt balanced, and it's very enjoyable. And I gave it 4 out of 5.
Oh, nice. Looking forward to seeing the Oscar nominations later on this week. And we're going to be speaking to Anthony McCartan just after 10.
And Gary Oldman will be a shoo-in. He's not, I'll let my shoe.
I think so too. Another shoo-in, I reckon, is Frances McDormand for her incredible performance in 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Do you remember, Francesca, this time about 3 months ago, I said to you, have you seen the trailer for 3 Billboards? I'm so excited. And you said, I haven't seen it yet. Well, have a listen to this.
So Mildred Hayes, why did you put up these billboards?
My daughter Angela was murdered 7 months ago. It seems to me the police department is too busy torturing black folks to solve actual crime. Sunshine
beating on a good time. I'd do anything to catch your daughter's killer. I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The time it took you to get out here whining like a bitch, Willoughby. Some other poor girl's probably out there being butchered right now.
I apologize for the language.
No, don't.
Hey, look, I completely agree with you. Here's my thing. I like to go to movies knowing very little about them. And then I have an experience like I had after I seeing this film where I walked out and I just had a grin from ear to ear. Yeah. I was absolutely thrilled that someone was brave enough to make this film. This is my first 5 out of 5 for the year, Jack.
Oh, that's good.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, so it tells a story of a mother who sort of personally challenges the local authorities to solve her daughter's very brutal murder when they just fail to capture the culprit. It's set in a small town. It's a film about compassion. It's a film about grief. It doesn't shy away from having controversial and unlikable characters. It is raw. It is brilliant. As I said, I just felt elated when I left because I was so excited someone had been bold enough to make this film. I said to my mum, I said, you have to go to this film. And she just looked at me and she said, okay. I said, yes, it is quite harsh and raw and in your face. Anyway, she texts me back, and I think this sums it up brilliantly. Mum and Dad went, and she said, we both thought it was fantastic, clever, thought-provoking, funny, tragic, violent, sad, brilliantly acted. Frances deserves an Oscar. Done. And I think, there we go. That sums it up.
Apparently, it was written with Frances McDormand in mind, and I totally get it, because the film would not be the same without her incredible performance, eh?
No, she's supported by Sam Rockwell and Woody Harrelson. Yeah. And no, it's a classic. It got 6 nominations at the Golden Globes. I'm pretty sure. I think Oscar nominations come out about the 23rd of January. Yeah. And I would once again be very surprised if her name wasn't on the list of best actress.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that one. All right. Very quickly, we have the latest Steven Spielberg epic. This is The Post.
It's about having a woman in charge of the paper, that she doesn't have the resolve to make the tough choices.
Thank you, Arthur, for your frankness.
Let's do our jobs. Find those pages.
You're talking about exposing years of government secrets.
Is that legal?
What is it you think we do here for a living, kid?
You might recognize some pretty familiar voices there. Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks. What do you make of it?
Yes. So this is a political thriller, and it tells the story of the Washington Post's decision to publish classified US government documents about the truth of the Vietnam War, that they became known as the Pentagon Papers. So we're set in the early 70s here. More interestingly, though, it tells the story of Catherine Graham, and played by Meryl Streep, and she's a bit in Thatcher mode here with the voice and everything. Yeah. She inherits the Washington Post. And she becomes the first female publisher of a major US newspaper. And her story is fascinating, and really interesting. Look, it's nostalgic. It's relevant with all the fake news and the dealing of the media and things these days and American politics and things. It's entertaining. It's solid. But I have to be honest with you, it didn't grab me. I found it contrived. I found all the art direction, the costumes, everything just trying so hard to make a point. I felt it overstaged. There's one moment where Catherine Graham's trying to make a decision, and she's sitting at her dining table, and all the men in her life who think that they can tell her what to do are sort of crouched over her. And I was like, what? Am I watching a musical? What is going on here? Yeah. One, relax. And yeah. I just felt, I believe that Steven Spielberg pulled this film together really quickly, like in 6 months. And considering that, it's great. You know, and the score is wonderful. I mean, it's a classy number, but I just didn't quite believe it. I just sat there a lot of the time going, you're all trying too hard to sell me this story.
Yeah.
So it's great. I enjoyed it. I think people will find the story fascinating. 3 out of 5 from me.
Okay, 3 out of 5. All right, those films again. That last one was The Post. That's Steven Spielberg's latest. 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri is Francesca's first 5 of the year. And Darkest Hour is the film about Winston Churchill, written by Kiwi Anthony McCartan. And, of course, we're going to be speaking with Anthony right after the 10 o'clock news this morning. You can get all of Francesca's reviews at nzherald.co.nz and at newstalkzb.co.nz. And we will catch you again next week. Thanks, Francesca.